I will quickly go through several questions that were asked. Number one, someone has a child who, for their allergy therapy, they eat peanuts in small doses. So many communities consider peanuts to be kidneyous, and he's an Ashkenazi. So the question is, what do you do on Pesach? So it's very important to know that the minhag of kidneyous for Ashkenazim does not apply when a person's sick and needs to eat it, or it's a tzarech gadol, depending on their diet. So very often, there would be a heter, and this is a great example of one. Obviously, do it with consultation with a rav, but this would be mutter for the child to have this kidneyous because they are doing it due to a medical condition, and that would be mutter. Additionally, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a famous tshuva said that peanuts are not considered kidneyous. Now, I would say most of America, especially the hashgachas, they do consider peanuts to be kidneyous. But historically, even the OU gave hashgacha on peanut oil many years ago. So keep that in mind as well. The other concern would be making sure that there's no chametz in the peanuts. So there are several options. I was told that he needs to use roasted peanuts. So you could either buy raw peanuts and roast it yourself before Pesach in a, make sure there's nothing else in the oven if you are concerned for kidneys. But you could roast it yourself. That would be option number one. Second best option would be to buy a dry roasted peanut that does not contain any oil. So there's no oil listed on the ingredient panel and it's a dry roasted peanut without any flavors. That would be fine as well. Third option is if you cannot find a dry roasted peanut without oil. So you would get one with oil. Hopefully it's only peanut oil. You can look in the ingredients. Even canola oil or corn oil or soy oil would be mutter for the chayla to take. So again, the best option, roast your own. Number two would be dry roasted. In the worst case scenario, you could use peanuts that were roasted in oil. I would also recommend getting a better brand that's a more natural brand, as those tend to not do other flavors and all types of things in the facility. So it's less of a chametz concern. But either way, it will be mutter based on halachic principles. Question number two was regarding shampoo. So I think most people understand that shampoo does not need hashgacha for Pesach. It's not considered food. It's not edible. And typically there's no chametz in there. But someone did ask that their shampoo comes with some oat, avino extract, whatever that's called. And they would think it's a problem. Halacha is, even if there is chametz in the shampoo, we consider it nifso me'achilo. Nobody would ever consider it food. You cannot eat it. And therefore, all shampoo is mutter. The same thing would apply to soap or any non-edible cream or the like would go under this category. Even questions regarding mouthwash and toothpaste. So there are a few different questions there. Halacha lemaisa, in the United States and Canada, if you're using domestic product, you could assume that the sorbitol or the alcohol, when it comes to the mouthwash, would be chametz free. At least we could assume that, coupled with the fact that a person is not eating it, you're simply using it in your mouth. And one could argue that it's nifso me'achila because nobody considers it food, and there's so much other, so many other items in the product that make it non-edible. So that would be a reason to be makel, mouthwash, and a toothpaste. There are lists online you could find where companies claim, not the hashgacha, there's no hashgacha on it, but the company has given a written correspondence saying that there is no concern for chametz in their product.